Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode, I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called How to Sell Your Side Hustle for Profit. Now let's dive in. Here's something most side hustlers never consider. What happens when you want out? Most people pour their nights and weekends into building something meaningful. Then when burnout hits or life changes, they simply walk away. But what if I told you that side hustle you're building right now could be worth $50,000 or more when you're ready to move on? The shift starts with thinking like an owner, not just an operator. When you're building your side hustle, you're not just creating an income stream, you're creating an asset. This means documenting everything, your customer acquisition process, your service delivery methods, even your mistakes and how you fix them. Think of it this way. If you had to teach someone else to run your business tomorrow, what would they need to know? That documentation is what transforms a personal hustle into a transferable business. Now, here's what research tells us about timing. Side businesses become genuinely sellable after 18 months of consistent revenue. Not 18 months of existence, but 18 months of proving the model works. Buyers aren't purchasing your potential, they're purchasing your proof. They want to see customer retention rates, profit margins, and growth trends that demonstrate this isn't just a flash in the pan. But selling isn't your only exit strategy. You might license your system to others, merge with a complementary business, or even turn your documented processes into a course or franchise model. The key is building something that can exist without you. Let me share Sarah's story. She built a logo design business while working full-time in marketing. After 2 years, she was earning $3,000 monthly but felt completely overwhelmed. Instead of just shutting down, Sarah spent a weekend documenting her entire client process, creating design templates, and organizing 2 years of customer data. She listed her business on Flippa and Empire Flippers. Within 60 days, a design agency bought her entire operation for $47,000, exactly 18 months of her average monthly profit. Sarah used those proceeds to fund her next venture while keeping the security of her day job. But more importantly, she learned that every business she builds is really equity she's building in herself. Here's what you can do starting today. Create what I call an exit file with three simple components: a monthly revenue and expense spreadsheet, your customer database, and basic process documentation. Update this quarterly, even if selling feels like the last thing on your mind. Because when opportunity knocks or burnout hits, you'll be ready to maximize your payout instead of walking away empty-handed. Your side hustle isn't just extra income, it's equity you're building in yourself, and equity should always have an exit strategy. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.